Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 118. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy,
the Randy?
Staying cool inside because it's warm outside, Orvis.
And welcome to the 2013 NFL season. Oh, there you go. Who caught that? Wes Welker or Eric Decker? I need to know.
I want to say Decker.
So, in case you didn't know, it's Thursday, September 5th, and the NFL season has officially kicked off, and you may be thinking,
nice pun.
Am I listening to... Oh, good one. I didn't even try to do it. And you may be thinking, am I listening to the Point After Attempt podcast right now? No, this is Bleed Geek, but you should check out the Point After Attempt.
If you like this football banter, then check out the Point After Attempt.
Peyton Manning throws. Oh that's man. Gotta be Welker.
That looked like a Welker run.
That was definitely Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wes Welker. So if we seem distracted at all, our apologies. But, you know, I mean, as the season goes on, it'll be less and less important that I watch. I mean, there are always going to be games on Thursday because the NFL is trying to F me over to get the season ticket or NFL Network because that's where
it's all Thursdays all year now?
It's what it was last year. Well, like the first 5 weeks, I don't think there was Thursday games, and then they started out after that, and it was every week.
I
think it's every week, though, this year. Bastards. Anyways, that's just the NFL trying to get me. I mean, honestly, though, if I could watch football every day, I probably would, so there's that, right?
Danny's probably thankful.
Right. That, and we don't have cable, right? So anyway, we're here to talk about tech news, and, well, since we talk about whatever we want, I guess football falls into that category right now, but
seems
mostly
legit.
Tech stuff. So unless there's anything else you want to say, we'll kick into it. Again,
another pun.
Intentional. Solid. That's usually what I always say, but
I will say I will hand it off to you.
I will say it looks like they are making good progress right now.
Did you catch that?
Hand it off.
Oh man.
And I will take it and run. So the big news of the week was Microsoft buying Nokia.
Nokia.
Well, not the whole company, but the devices division. And actually, it's funny, I heard the thing that really caught them up the most, like going back and forth, was about the maps division. Not the handsets, but maps. Is that funny?
That's weird.
It is what it is.
I'd like to also say, welcome for those of you that watch our YouTube videos. We are coming to you in HD.
High definition. Fourth and four. Are you guys about to kick a field goal? HD,
okay,
that's
me.
Happening. Oh, I see their kicker.
Yeah.
So anyway, Microsoft, 7.6 billion.
I'm pretty sure Microsoft's the only company that even cares about them.
Yeah, well, they're the only ones making their phones.
So
I will say, I'm pretty sure everybody's kind of seen this coming for a while, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about it before. Interesting. After this happened, I thought, well, I guess that kind of kills BlackBerry's hopes of getting bought. But some people still think that's still a possibility, that Microsoft could still pick them up, which I think is insane.
Do you think BlackBerry's worth as much?
No.
Yeah, so why wouldn't they?
No, I guess that's probably not true. I bet they are, if not more, actually.
To me, I would feel like they'd be worth a little more.
Just because of their enterprise stuff, right?
But I think their enterprise stuff is shifting, so
yeah.
It's
hit or
maybe
miss.
They'll just
it's
wait.
Probably close to the same. They'll wait till they're desperate?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, but anyway, like $7.8 billion. It works out because they could use their offshore cash.
Can we get some offshore cash?
We'll come back to it when we talk about Apple, but I was going somewhere else, but I'll just leave it be.
All right.
Stephen Elop stepped down as CEO of Nokia and is going with the parts that were sold to Microsoft, and everyone now thinks that he's the obvious choice for the next CEO because he worked at Microsoft before, and he's the one that brought them and Nokia together. I feel weird when I say Nokia, but that's correct. That's what it is.
You're good.
So Stephen Elop, you know, he's cool, whatever. He ran a lot of stuff for a long time before he went to them from Microsoft. But apparently, it's a pretty big deal. Hopefully, it'll help make Windows Phone better, I guess. Should be good news for anyone that actually has a Windows Phone. Supposedly, the naming's supposed to get better. No more Nokia phones. Goodbye, Snake. Is that what they had Snake, right?
Yep.
Old school. feel like I had a couple of those before.
I still have mine here somewhere.
Because sometimes you want to play Snake on it, you bust it out.
I should. That'd be funny. Nah, if I want to play Snake, like, I'll go to,
like,
YouTube.
I feel like they were the iconic phone for a while, right? Well, like that.
Like I said.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, mine was gold. It was like the brick one, green screen, the numbers, like just a solid. It was a solid phone. I had three of them. Because I lost two in a year. Because
they were no good.
Lost one in a snowbank at Lydia's house, at her parents' old house. We were sledding off the barn. Lost in the snowbank.
Makes sense.
Spring comes along.
Did you find it in the spring?
Found it.
Did it work?
Plugged it in, charged, worked just fine.
That's awesome.
It was like brand new. I mean, I was like, this
clean
is
from the moisture.
I'm like, this is awesome. Uh-oh, 2 points.
Oh. Out of bounds.
5-yard penalty.
Intentional. If he got intentional grounding when he was inside the pocket. Oh, he was out of the pocket.
Yeah,
that would
be
a safety.
Yeah.
They make good phones, is what your story was about, right?
They do. They've always. No, I think they're good still. It's just, it's too bad that they chose to go with the Windows platform.
They went a silly choice. Samsung and HTC have not really commented at all about this, since they actually still make Windows phones for some reason. But
does that seem weird?
It just seems silly. But like when Google bought Motorola, like instantly everyone came out in defense of it, like all the other Android OEMs. Are they OEMs? Partners, whatever.
I would say partners, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. So, that happened. Other than the fact that everyone kind of saw it coming, I guess it's really not that big of news. I mean, it
old
happened.
News.
It's done and over with, providing it all goes through whatever regulations it has to be checked out. But I'm sure it won't be an issue. Anything else you want to say about Microsoft or Nokia? No?
Yeah. Nope. Go team.
Samsung had an event at IFA. Is that what they call it?
IFA, I think.
IFA in Berlin. They announced Galaxy Note 3, which is another.
Josh, better get ready.
Funny, because I thought about making fun of him for having the two and being behind the times. I don't honestly know what else they introduced. Some other random phones, I'm sure. But the big thing, of course, was the Galaxy Gear.
Oh, man.
Are you going to get one?
They look really nice.
They do look nice.
But I don't. I will end up. I get. I don't know. Probably not.
They didn't
wear watches.
Turns out they didn't call it the Swatch.
Yeah, because that's already branded. We talked about this already. By K-Swiss.
Yeah, I think
it's K-Swiss. Swatch would have been awesome, though.
It would have been a good time. It's like they're trying to obviously hit up the fitness tracker. They had a bunch of stuff built into like the Galaxy Nexus already, and so a lot of that's carried over. I like that it always shows the weather on it. That's nice. I mean, it's an obvious feature, I guess, when I think about it in hindsight. Right?
Right.
But like shows the weather, the time,
what if
and
you're
then,
like
notifications.
Yeah, the notifications look pretty cool.
It's funny, I saw an article about how Apple made a cheaper one like 3 years ago when they made those little square, like that does even more. It's
like,
funny because like
the Nano that people just wore on their watch,
yeah,
on their wrist.
A lot of people were really into that,
right?
Right. Like, and it's weird that they quit doing it because it was a big success.
I feel like Apple doesn't sometimes get it.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what they're just going to come out with when they come out with their iWatch.
They're
right?
Not going to.
Well,
just kidding. They probably will.
You never know. Did that just happen?
No. Recap
from earlier. The touchdown. So. All in all, most of the reviews have been mediocre about the Galaxy Gear that I've seen, the hands-on. They've been mad to watch.
Right.
The Pebble, it's just like the Pebble, basically. Just as good as anything else.
I mean, it's first version.
Yeah.
So
people were saying, well,
run.
Okay, we'll see how long it takes Apple to come out with it. Maybe they'll have that edge. They'll be a year out, you know, or however long. Just wait and see. I mean, there's a number of them out. Sony's had one for a year. They announced another one, too. So I guess we'll just see what happens. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them, and they're going to come out, like, everywhere. So, do you have anything else you want to say about Samsung? Anything about Samsung?
No.
Sony also announced a lot of stuff, mostly cameras, at IFA when they had their event. I'm not a huge camera nerd, so I guess I don't really follow a lot of it. What about you? Anything that you noticed offhand? They had a little mini cam that looked pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it just looked...
They're just doing whatever they want because they're Sony and they have a gajillion dollars and like 1,800 divisions, so that's that, I guess. Kindle announced a new Kindle, a new Paperwhite, basically just integration, making the screen a little better, the battery a little better, the processor a little better, general specs. But along with it, they announced Kindle Matchbook, which will launch in October, which is something I think we've talked about it before. I don't know if on the podcast, but I know I've talked about it to other people personally. But basically, it's any physical book that you've bought, and you can now will be able to get an ebook version very, very cheap. Like
at least
anywhere from
free or
up to about $3 at most, it seemed.
It's interesting because I want to see if...
But it's only books you've bought through Amazon.
If they stock it. Like if it's housed by them?
No, like any if you've bought a book since Amazon started selling books in like 1996 and they have it on record, you will be able to get it.
Oh, right.
If it's in the program.
I hope I'm hoping Calvin and Hobbes will be in there.
I doubt it. I don't think they have ebook versions.
That'd be sweet. I'm just saying.
But here's hoping.
Yep.
But everything else, like, you know, any book, like I bought a number of books online, like obviously. We'll see. They have a number of publishers. I mean, people have been wanting it forever. Everyone's asked why they don't do it.
Yep.
Movies, you get a digital copy a lot of times with it. Same thing, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how many digital copies I have online through Amazon.
Of movies? Pretty,
yeah. Because I've bought a lot of my movies I've bought from them.
Right. Yeah. So... The Kindle, the new Kindle. No new Kindle Fires, which I thought was weird. I feel like that's got to be coming up pretty soon. Amp up for the holidays, right? I feel like probably next month. Or do you think they're just like, whatever, who cares about the Fire? No one's buying it at this
point.
Well,
that's part of me wants to say that. But, I mean, it's such a...
I feel like, because they were first out.
They would be silly to not do it.
They're the first good Android tablet, right? Really? Before the Nexus came out and kind of rained on their parade.
Right.
It's
legit, and I know plenty of people that have it.
They
it's
were
just
cheap. That was the biggest thing right away.
That's just it. And it's like, I don't think I would ever, at this point, recommend anybody get one. I would say get a Nexus.
I would say get it before you got a Nook, but...
But even then, what would you tell them? Would you say get a Nook, or would you get a Nexus?
Nexus.
Yeah, like I wouldn't recommend anybody get something
never,
else.
Yeah, I would never tell them to.
Especially since you can get the reader apps on there.
They did do some cool stuff with the kids like corner type thing, but other than that there wasn't anything worth it. When you can have an Android version, a Google version of Android, you're much better off.
Guess what? You get updates right away. It's pretty nice.
Nothing happened. Yeah, speaking of Android, do you know anything about Android?
Give me a break.
Oh. 4.4?
Yes.
It's officially called Not Key Lime Pie. That's its name, Not Key Lime Pie. No, it's officially...
Not with a K.
Oh, like a... Not, it's officially called Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hence the give me a break for those of you that are a little bit slower.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-boom.
So, yeah, is that weird?
I was surprised by it. I mean, it's been rumored for...
Forever that was Key Lime Pie?
At almost a year, I guess. Well, as soon as once they had announced.
And we thought they were waiting until 5.0 to finally rename it because they've put out weird, like, three integration. Well, three, obviously, now.
Right.
Jelly Bean. Is that what they're on? Jelly Bean?
Yep.
So that's kind of weird. But yeah, Kit Kat. Some people have, like, Android Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Those are weird.
Yeah, so they... Well, then they unveiled the new statue at...
Mountain View.
And it's a... Looks like the Android robot.
But it's
Kit Kats.
A Kit Kat.
And
there's some obviously... Apparently no money has exchanged hands. Like, it's just...
Just a solid promotion, I think, for both companies.
Yeah, like, hey, the Kit Kats have Androids on them, Android. And I think you can win stuff on the wrappers. So
yep.
I want to go... Maybe a golden ticket, and you can be the... You go in the glass elevator, and then you run Google or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like they're Wonka, right? So they're gonna be with KitKat. They're gonna be able to support tri-core processors because of the wafer design.
Oh,
I thought that was pretty funny. And then what else did they have?
I didn't see any other. There was quite a few.
No, well, they announced like just small things. I mean, it's stuff that you sort of have to read into from some of their Did you see the one like commercial with the guy that was talking about like eating a Kit Kat?
Well, the Apple commercial.
No, not the Apple commercial.
Did you see the Apple commercial?
No,
where there it was really Kit Kat, but an Apple commercial.
That's I get you. Yeah, so they haven't.
So it's going to be nothing, really. You don't think there's going to be any major upgrades till 5.0? Does that disappoint you at all? Like, are you like, why haven't I got 5.0 yet? I feel like it's been a long time. It's been 2 years, hasn't it?
It's been 2 years since 4.0 came out. No. Yeah, 2 years. I think it's been 2 years now.
Year and a half.
I don't know. Like, I think they're waiting. Until we hear actually what the actual updates are going to be to it, I don't think they need to make a major. With the last one, I guess, like when they did Project Butter, I was surprised that they didn't, like, roll that into just a major version. But maybe they're looking for something.
Flamethrower.
Because, like, the UI from 2. To 3 for the changed tablets was insane, and from 3 to 4 was big.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just little integrations. It's not, like, anything monumental. Like,
it's just, I just wish they would just make it, like, a patch, you know? Because now they're going through these letters like nothing.
They did, well, and that's what we had talked about before, too. Like, maybe they were slowing down since they had been calling 4.1 was still Jelly Bean, 4.2 was Jelly Bean, 4.3 was Jelly Bean. That maybe they were kind of slowing down because they realized, hey, we're already halfway through the alphabet. I mean, not halfway, because M's halfway, but still, you know what I mean? Like,
I get you. Oh, I get you.
But, I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe in October or late October, they'll have an event and they'll... No, the event would be KitKat, because they just announced it. I don't know. I don't run Google. I don't run Android. Neither does Hugo Barra. He's running Xiaomi or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
I see tons of stories about them, but, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me right now, because they're in Japan. But apparently the leader is considered the Japanese Steve Jobs, the guy that's running that company. In case you didn't know, he's the Japanese Steve Jobs. Now you know. Third and 7. Come on, Peyton. Get it together. Throw me a touchdown.
To
Wes Welker.
Denarius.
I thought you were playing against him. I thought Fowler.
I'm playing against him all over, Mike. I'm in four leagues. I'm damned if I do.
Oh, that was almost an interception.
Passive interference all over the place.
Flag.
He cut him under
the
legs.
Come on, Wes Welker. You got that.
Let him play.
Let him play. So the Xbox got a launch date.
Yeah, passive interference. Let's watch the replay. Do you agree with this call, Mike?
Show me the replay on number 24, Graham. They got a young offense. Let's watch.
Because I don't think I agree with it off of the first thing.
Okay, there's 5 yards. He can't touch him after that. He grabbed him and pulled him down. He grabbed him around the hip.
All right, good call.
Arm around the hip.
Yep, that was legit.
Flag. Good call, ref.
Yep.
You have our approval. Bleed Geek stamp of approval. Xbox has a launch date now, 11/22. So it's pretty close. They each went on one side of my prediction, so within 3 days. So it was pretty good.
Are you going to wait in line?
No. Well, okay, so since we're talking about the NFL, this is good. So they showed a little more of the ESPN and NFL apps, right? And it almost makes me want to go wait in line. Like,
right?
Because you have access to everything. But I still think it's like HBO Go where you have to have, it's not
you
just.
You have to have the pass.
You have to be a subscriber to one of the components. And right now for like the ESPN ones, Dish isn't one of them. Not that I have Dish, and so that wouldn't matter to me anyway, unless I was using somebody else's. But
neither here nor there.
But so like, even now on the 360, you could get ESPN, watch ESPN. And it's on the
Apple
TV
now, too.
Can
we just talk about how sweet the Xbox looks?
You think it looks really sweet?
Yeah, I like it. I don't like the PlayStation design at all.
Is the PlayStation the one that's slightly like a box, but then they're like, let's make it a parallelogram?
That's, yep. That's
weird. Is that what's happening?
They're trying too hard.
I think they look really close to the same. Is somebody hurt? Did he catch the ball? Is he on the ground? Are they humping him?
Yeah, they're just...
They're humping
get
him.
Get off.
Oh,
F out of here,
they're trying
he
to
says.
Say interception? Did Peyton Manning just throw an interception?
Oh, shit.
I hate you, Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Ball's on the ground. That's not an interception.
Ground.
On the ground. That's coming back.
Yeah, it was close, but not quite.
Either way, it was fourth down. Is that what's happening? Yeah, yeah. They're punting. They didn't give it to him.
Good refs.
Yeah. So anyway, the Xbox isn't a parallelogram. You like it. I think they look...
It's clean.
I think they look similar.
It's clean.
One's just more of a parallelogram than the other.
I like square. I don't like parallelograms. They're weird.
Fair enough. I mean, they're both like...
Oh, man!
Do they just fake it or something?
No.
Or they put it down on the one?
Watch... Oh, whoa. Uh-oh. We got players down all over the place.
He just kicked it like 80-yard field goal.
The guy went down. Oh, here. You can see it.
Oh, did they get the ball back?
His guy just plowed into him. Now watch this.
He looked at him, though.
Oh, what? So the guy runs up to the end zone.
Did he jump in the air?
And no. He, like, plants his feet right before the end zone and grabbed the ball and then threw it down. So they're going to be, like, on the 3-inch line.
That's crazy.
And then that guy just ran into his other player, so they're going
to
be crying.
Do you think they use that extra $100 everybody pays for an Xbox to straighten out the PS3s?
Can you do that?
That's why it's $100 more? That is.
I get you.
Not so wobbly.
So the PS3 cases are the rejects of the Xbox cases.
Yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
That's why they got a discount on them. That's why $100 cheaper, right?
And maybe because you actually get a sweet
NFL
Connect.
App.
One that actually works.
Yeah, not like that junk the PS4 is going to have.
Yeah.
Fucking PS4.
Moving on.
Sony. The NFL apps looks good.
I agree.
If I could watch, I would totally buy one for that. $500? Eh. I think it's a... Well,
would you get it without the Kinect if you could?
Like if they sold it cheaper without it? Yeah, what do I need the Kinect for?
Mm-hmm.
To Skype with people.
Maybe Owen wants one.
A Kinect?
Yeah.
He'd probably knock it down all the time, and then I'd hit him.
He's not going to go up and touch it. You put it above the
TV. And by hit him, I mean, you know, yell at him.
I mean, pillow fight.
Yeah, Matt's not here. He's not going to report me.
iPhone trade-in program.
Oh, are you skipping over
Time
Warner?
Yeah.
On purpose?
I don't really care about that one.
Time Warner and CBS made up just in time for football. Convenient.
Yeah, because we didn't see that. I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Didn't see that coming. I don't know. They haven't disclosed any numbers, so I don't know how the deal worked out. But convenient timing for anyone that has Time Warner. Didn't matter to me at all.
Should we watch this replay one more?
Yeah, we're going to watch this replay. That guy just creamed his friend. Why would he do that? Who was he even looking at? He was staring at that Bronco.
He was looking at the Bronco because he was going to block him.
He was going to block him. He blocked him, all right. Now look, there goes number 12. Who is that, Jacoby Jones?
I hope
so. Who's number 12? Can I get a... Where's the control room on this one? Can I get a... Where's the producer?
Jacoby Jones.
Is it?
Yep.
Nailed it. He does their punt returns. That's good, because... That's good. He was projected a lot of points, but the projections are garbage.
Oh, no, he's going to go
cry. Thanks, NFL.com. You can't project for your life.
He's just going to go cry now.
So the iPhone, they launched a traded program at Apple this week. You can trade your iPhones in for money. They refurbish them and resell them. I don't know why they're doing it.
Does it seem stupid?
For who? For Apple?
For Apple.
I don't know. There must be some reason. They wouldn't do it if they weren't making money off it.
Does it seem stupid?
It seems crazy to me. I don't know.
What are they doing with it? Maybe. Oh.
Reselling the parts?
Whoa. I just figured it out.
Modding on the Android and selling them on the street?
What if the parts are the same? And it's just the OS that's, like, unlocking? Kind of like some certain motherboards, like the BIOS, will lock overclocking features. What if all the hardware is actually the same and the OS is
like
just...
Like they have like these super advanced chips, but they're not letting us use them?
Yeah.
And then they're
like, so you've had really advanced chips for the last 4 years, and they're just reusing the hardware, and that's how they're making their billions of dollars. How's that for a conspiracy theory? Heard it here first. That seems legit.
I don't think they really... It could happen. But anyway, so they're doing that. They sent out invites to their September 10th event, which is next Tuesday, and I'm pumped. It looks, sounds like,
Oh, man, I can't wait to get iOS 7.
I know, right? And Maverick sounds like that's going to be pretty fast here. That's really, I'm looking forward to both of them.
Why?
Why not? Are you looking forward to KitKat?
No. I like my 4.3 right now. Randy, you don't have 4.3 on your phone. You've got 4.3 in your tablet. You are correct. But I do like it.
So anyway, that's confirmed.
Oh, I've got iOS 7. That's way bigger than your 4.3.
I only have iOS 6 right now, 6.2.
I'm going to be getting 7. 7's bigger than 4. Fine. You win.
7 is bigger than 4. That is a fact.
You know what?
I don't think there are any facts. How did they get out? Or they must have done a play or something, I guess. There's rumors of a new that they might refresh the current Apple TV, or that will be the new Apple TV. I don't know. That will refresh. Supposedly, there's been some boxes shipped to Apple headquarters. It's all hearsay, just like anything else. What did the invite say? Something about color of your life. We're going to color up your life. We're going to see color, new colors. Add some color to your life.
I want
to
see your true colors. Is that what they were saying?
Officially.
Whoa!
What just happened?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Did he intercept it?
No, that was Demaryius a sweet Thomas. Pass.
That was Demaryius
oh,
Thomas.
Oh my
wasn't
word!
It?
That had to have been like 40 yards.
Was it Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that because Peyton Manning, whatever.
Oh man, that was a big pass. Where are they? Oh, not quite 40. They're on the.
How did they
25.
Get up there so fast?
Look at that! Look at that!
Was that Demaryius Thomas? Or
he
was
just got
someone
burned.
Else? I thought Demaryius Thomas was 87.
I don't know.
There's Decker's 87. It has to be Thomas, right? Who else would it be? Could someone answer me, Mike? You're talking to yourself.
No, our live viewers—they're listening.
Welcome to Bleed Geek.
Let me look. I'm looking it up. Stand by. Come on, you're not going fast enough.
Oh, this should brighten everyone's day, and then it's got a lot of color circles. That's what it says.
Yeah, is Demaryius. Oh, no, it's Julie.
Was it the tight end?
Julie.
He just got out of jail.
Julius something. Julius Caesar. Julius Pepper.
Julius Pepper.
Julius. Julius somebody.
You want me to just open Twitter? Because it'll tell me.
Julius Thomas.
Julius Thomas. 24 yards. That one says 23 yards. That's interesting. Regardless. So, yeah. An Apple event to brighten up. It should brighten everyone's day up. Obviously, we've been talking about colors for a long time. That's going to happen. Sounds like the iPads are going to come next quarter. I'm sure they'll be launched right before the holiday season, because why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
So that'll probably be in October, I would assume, end of October. What was I going to talk? Oh, so we were talking about the PS3, PS4, Xbox One. So the Nintendo Wii is having, we talked last week about the 2DS, the Wii U getting cut in price. How crazy would it be if Apple bought Nintendo? I don't think it'll ever happen. Oh, not anytime in the very
That'd
near future.
That'd make me sad.
Would it make you sad?
Yeah.
It's like they just stole your childhood right from
you. Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think, from a purely business perspective, that would be an amazing deal for
That'd
both
be,
of them?
That would be insane for both.
Because they have all that offshore cash, so they could use
Apple
it without
couldn't
being
lose, and Nintendo couldn't lose.
Like, if you had iPhones coming out with Mario games, and...
I just really... Nintendo, if you're listening, make apps. Make Android and iOS apps. You will make money.
It's hard. Like,
no,
don't. I've really been considering buying a Wii U, as weird as that sounds.
No, I don't think that sounds that weird.
Because there's so many first-party games that look amazing. And, like, Wind Walker's coming out in whatever, like the Zelda HD remake from GameCube, right? And it's coming out in with a special edition Wii U. And, like, the new Mario game's coming out this fall. They've announced Mario Kart coming out soon, and I'm sure there'll be a Mario Party down the line.
How much is it?
It's $300. It's for the 32 gig with the game. And all the Wii controllers work for it, so I have Wii controllers. Like, so I only would never need it. I was watching reviews for it today. They did say that the battery life on the tablet part sucked a lot. And at the time of launch, there's a lot of parts that weren't working, but they were being patched. There's a day one patch that wasn't included in the review, so the online stuff didn't work, but neither here nor there. But how crazy would it be if... It made me think of it when we were talking about Microsoft and Nokia. I don't know.
Nokia.
They're just, like, I hate looking, like, seeing these cool-looking Mario games. And, like, man, I wish I could play them. Oh, I have to have a Wii U. They had that Lego game. Nintendo Land. Anyway, I digress. That's what we do. Oh, there's a fight now? What's going on here?
The only other thing that I hit... Oh, are you good?
Yeah, I was just talking about football again.
The only other thing I had... Oh, man, that hit was sweet. The only thing I have is, did you catch that Google said that they were going to make quite a few of their apps native? Like default apps? So you can install them actually like on your desktop?
On my Mac. Is it only on Windows?
They didn't say. They just said that you'd be able to install them on your...
I saw they were escaping the browser jail.
Yeah, that's awesome. Makes me happy, because I would love to run Hangouts without having to have Chrome, because the integration between the two is kind of funky once in a while.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, like, and will that mean Docs then, too?
It's 50 Google apps, so I'm assuming it's, what like, else could everyone that you...
Gmail? A native Gmail app?
Collections for your desktop. Google Keep. Holy crap. It's, like, everything.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Looks like it's just Google Keep right now.
That, like, it's already out?
Yeah.
Well, the others have to be coming then, right?
Yeah. No, they said they were going to be.
Oh, Flacco. Who caught that? That's a white guy. It's got to be their tight end.
That would have been awesome if you'd have fumbled it, huh?
I thought he was going to get intercepted. Who is that? Both their tight ends are hurt. It's probably some nobody. But
they don't have a launch date for it that I can find. I've been trying to look. But they said when they launch, it's supposed to be 50 apps. That has to be close to all of their apps.
Has to be everything. And it said Windows and Mac or what?
Wait, the apps are available for Windows beginning today. While access for Mac and Linux users comes later. I'll have to go look.
I saw that. That was toward the end of the day they announced it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I caught it, because I was back at my desk finally. It's like, oh, nice.
I didn't check out the news. I had to go to Owen's open house. Maps.
I wonder if Google Maps then.
Oh, that'd be crazy. I didn't even think about that.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's weird because, well, I feel like that'd be a lot of work on their part. Like, why would they do that?
So you can have stuff offline.
I guess.
Why wouldn't they?
Just better ways to stalk you.
Here you go. Google Drive, Google Keep, Gmail, Dictionary, Voice.
Voice, nice.
How would Voice work offline? It wouldn't work offline.
It's not necessarily because
it's just saying that
you don't have to run it in a browser.
Right, I get it, Mike.
Which is also nice because then you don't have to have two browsers open to run two different accounts.
Right.
I mean, they have the combined accounts thing now.
Calendar, Chrome Remote Desktop, Playbooks, Maps...
Playbooks. Oh. I get it. I'm like for NFL, but we got one thing on my mind right now.
Right. Clearly. Yeah, it looks like, what were you wondering? Which one did you say?
Oh, I don't know. Docs was the only one I really cared about.
Oh, yeah. Well, Google Drive.
Drive
would work.
Gmail. Drive and Gmail are the two big ones for me. I use Google Voice at work a lot, so I'll download it at work and play with it. Because I use Firefox. That's funny. I use Firefox to run that.
Makes sense. Yeah, and Docs. Google Drive, Google Docs.
That's crazy.
Envelopes for Google Docs.
Like folders?
Create envelope documents for Google Docs and Google Drive. Envelopes for Google Docs will create a text document.
Oh, like envelopes, like to print them.
Yeah.
I get it.
Man, Google has all sorts of stuff that I never looked at.
Yeah, they do a lot of crazy things.
Well,
since we just rambled for a while about Google and the NFL, and in case you're curious, the game is tied at 7-7, and the
Ravens
the Flaccos currently have the ball at the 50-yard line.
The Flaccos?
The Flaccos, I think that's the name of their team.
Uh-oh. Little pressure.
Ray Rice? Yeah, based on the fact that he just ran like three people over, I'm going to go with Ray Rice.
He's a beast.
Yeah, but he's going to get hurt, and then you're going to have Bernard Pierce coming and taking all his carries on the goal line. Anyway.
Anyways, that is our podcast. If you have social media,
you can follow us on them.
You should follow
probably.
Us.
It happens.
Remember last week when we said Google us?
Google us.
Yeah, we're still all of the top results except for the second to last one, so go check us out. We've got the Facebook.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
We've got the Instagram. That's a lie. We don't have an Instagram. We've got Tumblr, though. We
could get an Instagram. I don't know what we'd take pictures of.
So I don't know either. You could do something.
Tumblr? What did you say?
We've got a Tumblr.
Tumblr, BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
I think we have a Twitter as well.
@BleedGeek or Twitter.com/BleedGeek.
Yeah. And if you're bored and you're like, oh, man, I just need to ramble something off. I got an urgent question. Need it answered now. You can give us a call. It's toll-free if you call from a cell phone.
And you have unlimited, I don't even know if mobile
standard text Google message and phone call rates apply.
Standard rates apply. Oh,
Torrey Smith. That could have been.
That
could have been
Torrey Smith. That's number 14. I don't know who that is. And if you like football and want to learn more about that, starting next week will be regular with the Point After Attempt, getting your fantasy and NFL news advice. You can follow them on Facebook at the Point After, facebook.com/pointafterattempt, the Point After Attempt, one of the two. Look for the logo, you'll know when you see it, and crazy ramblings there. So go check them
out. And if you don't like phone calls, you can send us an email.
Email us at fans@bleedgeek.com.
And if you are into movies, it's supposed to be a hot weekend, so that's a good weekend to either, A, check out a car show up in Bram, Minnesota, or go check out a movie. And if you like movies and you want to hear some reviews for upcoming movies or movies that are out or movies that have been out for 20 years, check out
like Ed Wood.
Bleed Geek Movies.
Yeah.
Google us. I don't know where they fall into the results, but
the more you Google us, the better off it'll be.
Thank you.
Or you can follow us individually on Twitter and or Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
It's got a double L at the end.
It's true.
But we are going to leave you and go.
Oh, you can't miss punt return.
Watch.
Catches.
Come on, Welker. Watch this football game. Did he lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think. Yeah, he definitely
didn't.
You just got cut.
Does that count as a fumble? I wonder if that, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy. The Peyton Manning is doing meh. Orvis.
Have a good night.
Kit Kat. Give me a break, Manning!